Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, the Director of Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women is on air on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday night at 8:30. So please tell your friends and tune in. You can contact us by phone, and we're in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at area code 757-567-6734, or send me an email directly to me at cinedesign@aol.com. I'm the Director of Issues Concerning Women. I'm so glad that you're on the air with us tonight. And we are here to talk about real issues facing women today. We're here to inspire, to give our love, to empower, to mentor, and to encourage. This forum will cover a multitude of topics. Issues Concerning Women's goal is to penetrate the thought and then transcribe the spirit side of the issue. I am excited to be on the air once again. I am an author, a speaker, book reviewer, a business agent for change. So welcome and enjoy the show. If you're just tuning in, this is Francine Humphrey, your host of Issues Concerning Women. Our topic tonight is starting your own business. First, I want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. We've been in business over 3 years now. And we're very excited to still be on Blog Talk Radio. The vision for Issues Concerning Women focuses on women reaching their long and short-term goals of assisting women and their families in housing, financial aid, and life skill. Issues Concerning Women provides advocacy and services to women to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, home ownership, career development, and assistance, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. Issues Concerning Women's mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to empower all women and their families to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of living. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and you can email me at cinedesign@aol.com. If you would like to join the show tonight and be a guest, you can call in at 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. We're on every Thursday night from 8:30 to 9 p.m., but if you are listening to the show on the archives, you can catch us next Thursday night at 8:30. So please tune in and, again, tell all your friends. Tonight I want to talk about starting a business, and we're wondering, with everything that's going on in the economy, is this the perfect time to start a business, or should we just hold back and wait and see what's going to happen? You know, if we all have that wait-and-see attitude, we would never get anything done. The issues concerning women, we have so many objectives for 2010 that it is just impossible to share them all with you on a regular broadcast. But I just want to go over a few of those tonight, and then we're going to get right into our lesson. So while I'm doing the objectives, I want you to get your pencil and paper ready, because we're going to help you decide if starting a business is for you. We know that there's so much going on. There's so much hurt and pain, and families are in trouble, so many foreclosures, people losing their jobs each and every day. And I just want to say that I'm praying for all of you that are listening, and my prayer for everyone is that learn that you can do anything that you set your mind to. And, you know, my grandmother said that when I was a little girl, and it's true. If you set your mind to doing something with determination and perseverance, you can conquer the world. You are able to awaken that is on the inside of you if you just take the time. Stop and pray about it. Ask for help. Ask God for help. Ask a mentor. Meet somebody along the way. And if you've made it, reach back and help somebody else, because that's how we're going to make it. That's what America is built on, reaching out and helping your fellow sister and your brother. So please don't forget that we are all in this economic crisis right now, but there are some people that are still surviving, some businesses that are still thriving. So this should encourage you to, yes, start your own business. Do it now. You may not be able to do it full-time, but maybe you can do it part-time. Don't quit your job if you have a job. Hold on to your job, but think about starting your business part-time. I'm so excited to be with you tonight. We're going to talk about, should I start a business in 2010? And the answer is absolutely yes. Think about it. If you don't start today, when are you going to start? If you keep putting it off, when are you going to take that giant step into entrepreneurship? Whether it's a home-based business or a brick-and-mortar, you need to start today. Even if you're not ready to open the doors of your business, you need to think about how you're going to put this plan together, how you're going to get started. And with Issues Concerning Women, we're here to help you do that. We have consultants that are able to help you get started with your business. That is what we do. That is what we love to do. We do many aspects and many objectives, and I thought I was going to give you a little list of those. But primarily, we help people start their businesses, and those that are in business continue with their business. Some of our objectives for 2010 are home ownership, like the first-time home buyers, teaching you how you can get from out of that apartment to owning your own home. Well-being and wealth building are absolutely at the top of the list, and I think we have six of those. Entrepreneurship is number three, job skills and training, number four, etiquette 101 is number five, and our literacy program, because so many people are not reading them, but we're learning that we have to encourage you to read. We have to keep telling you about the books that we're reading and how exciting they are for our lives and what we're doing. And if you have a favorite book that you would like to share with us, please send me an email at cinedesign@aol.com. And let's talk a little bit about how we're going to determine if starting a business is for you in 2010. You know, it's the end of summer, coming up really, really quick. It's August. It's back to school time. I know so many of you are enrolling in classes. That's wonderful. I'm excited for you. And I know that you're going to prosper in the rest of the year and going into 2011, because it's right around the corner. We can't hold back any longer. We see how this thing is going, but we're not going to dwell on the past. We're going to move forward. That was yesterday that we had those negative thoughts. Today we're going to have all positive thoughts about how we're going to start that business. Now, if you got your pencil and paper ready, the first thing I want to do is give you my email address. And that's cinedesign@aol.com. If you would like to call me personally, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. If you're outside of the Virginia area, you need to dial 1 in front of that 757. So it's going to be 1-757-567-6734. Evaluating yourself. All businesses must communicate in order to survive, because you depend on relationships with both vendors and clients for your livelihood. You must be a good communicator. You must also be able to access clients' needs and develop solutions to their problems. So not only do you need to be an excellent communicator, you must also be a good problem solver and a negotiator. Now, is that you? Do you have these skills? When you were trying to find employment, working for a company, you had to evaluate your skills in order to provide a resume and to present yourself in a favorable way to those who were making the selection decisions. Take the time now to evaluate yourself so that you can consider whether creating a business fits your skills and your qualifications. Is this the right time for you to start a business? First, we must do skills inventory. We want to start with your most recent position and list your job title, dates, and skills you used or learned while in that position. You may also include any volunteer activities or civic duties in which you have participated. Now, let me explain this a little bit further. What you're going to do is make, like, columns. List your last job and put from the time you started there to the ending time. If you're still working, you can just put still working. And list your skills. What was your position there? What was your title there? What did you have to do on a daily basis? And you're going to list that for at least the last four jobs that you held. If you were on any special civic leagues or if you joined any groups this past year, put that down too. And put, did you volunteer? Did you help somebody, help them write a book? Did you help them with a resume? Did you help them with some coaching skills? You know, put all these things down and write them out on paper so that you can find out what your skill set is and where you're going to be going in the future, because what you write down, you will be surprised to see what you're capable of doing, because a lot of times we don't think we have certain skills, but we do. But the first thing we have to do is write them down. This is so exciting. I love talking about starting a business. I've been in business for so many years, you know, and, you know, I want to tell my age now. I've been in business over 19 years, and it's not always been full-time. I have to do what is necessary to provide for myself and for my family and for my business, because if I'm not prospering in my business, then there's no reason to be in business. This is not a hobby, and we're going to talk about that. When you're starting a business, it's not a hobby. It is what you're going to do to get a paycheck. It's going to help you with your family life. It's going to let you be able to take those vacations and all the wonderful things that you want to do. Now, you've got your list. You've put down your job skills. So next, you want to look at your list very carefully. And with a highlighter or pencil, mark the skills you like the most, the ones that make you happy or that you look forward to doing. These will help you to find the discipline to work alone in your business. And, again, this business can be home-based or it can be where you're going to go out and start your own office at a brick and mortar. But first, you have to know where you're going. Compare your list of skills against the list of skills needed to succeed in your business. If you see a gap there, decide what you will need to do to improve your skill base. This might involve learning new skills or building up on the ones you already have. You might have to take some courses. However, this isn't your only means of learning skills. You can also join professional organizations. You can read, you can take part-time jobs in your industry and attend seminars relevant to the subject you want to learn. This is so very important. Find a mentor, and I talk about this on a regular basis. Find somebody that's doing what you want to do. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything has already been done. You know, you can be creative with things, and people will come up with new and fresh ideas, but for the most part, it's cookie cutter. Find something that you do, and you keep doing it over and over and over again until you perfect it and you get it right. I know the craze right now is the cupcake business. It's on television. It's at every function that we go to. These people that are on the ground floor of the cupcake business are making oodles and oodles of money. And who would have thought? A simple little cupcake. Somebody's using grandma's recipe to something, make something they enjoy, and then they're selling it at a profit. I know I was talking to my husband, Aaron, yesterday, and we were talking about the cupcake phrase. And, you know, and hopefully it won't just blow up and then die out, But people do love the hearse. I know I do. I don't know about anybody else. But there, this lady over in our area is selling cupcakes, and they started at $3 a cupcake. And who would have thought? When we made our bake sales for the kindergarten class, when our kids were in school, that this would be all the rage in 2010, cupcakes. And they're everywhere, and they're doing all kinds of things with them, and they're just wonderful. So this little skill of baking has now become a phenomenon in the industry, and they're out there everywhere in every city that you go to. They're being competitive. They're being creative. So they took those skills that they learned as a little girl with their Easy Bake Oven, and now they're turning it into a multi-million-dollar business, and you can do that too. Nobody can tell you that you can't do something if you set your mind to do it. Determine what you need to do to bring your skills up to date. Then design an action plan for yourself. In this action plan, set up two columns. In one column, this is what you need to do. In the second column, give yourself a deadline to meet your action goals. I'm going to repeat that because this is very important. Determine what you need to do to bring your skills up to date. Then design an action plan for yourself. In this action plan, set up two columns. In one column, list what you need to do. And in the second column, give yourself a deadline to meet your action plan goals. Another solution to help you get your business off the ground and acquire the skills you need to succeed is to get yourself a mentor. And I just talked about that. A mentor can be someone who you can turn to for advice and assist you when you need it. Choose someone who is currently working in the business that you love, and if you can't find someone in that field, find someone in a similar field. This person must be successful and someone you can respect and trust. This person will be a valuable resource for advice and recommendations, and they will be an important source of emotional support. They have already mastered many of the obstacles and hurdles you will face and know what you are going through. They can lend a sympathetic ear when you need one. Do be careful, though, not to abuse this relationship. Mentors can help you get through the rough times and supply you with invaluable information. However, if you try to take advantage of them, they will not hesitate to withdraw their aid. So find a mentor, find somebody that you trust, somebody that you enjoy working with, or even better, volunteer at an industry where you want to do your business. And I use the cupcakes as a perfect example. So if that's what you want to do, find yourself a bakery and go in and maybe like volunteer for Saturday afternoon. They're busy. They have all these weddings and parties going on. They would love to have some help at a bakery. I know that they would, but you also have to be trustworthy as well. So go in and tell them what you're doing, and people are more than happy to help you. Everybody needs help in this day and time. So next we want to talk about our goals. And if you just tuned in, I'm Francine Humphrey, your host of Issues Concerning Women on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the director of Issues Concerning Women. And if you would like to send me a question or comment, please do so on my personal email at cinededsign@aol.com. You can also blog on Blog Talk Radio anytime. You can leave messages there. I'll get the messages, and I'll be more than happy to get back with you. I had a couple messages this week, and I replied to those, and it's exciting to know that people really are listening to the program, so I'm all pumped and ready to go for the upcoming months going into the new year, and I want you to be able to join me. So I'm on every Thursday night at 8:30, so tell your friends about it. I'm also on Facebook, and you can reach me there, Francine Humphrey. Just Google me there, and on Facebook, you can Google me or go on Facebook, either one, and you'll find me, and you'll see Issues Concerning Women and also some of the other things that I do in the community. So I'm really excited about 2010 and moving forward, and I hope that you're excited too. So next we're going to talk about our goals. Now, the first half of the program, we talked about our skill set. Now we're going to talk about our goals. Now, before you take this giant step into the future, you need to take a close look at your life and what you want to do with it. Then ask yourself how a new business will affect it. You should not venture into this business or any other business without a plan. The plan becomes your roadmap to keep you steered on the right course. While you are planning for your business success, you will also need to plan for your family's success. You are going to need extra time to dedicate to this business venture. Is your family ready for this level of commitment? You may be strapped for cash. Do you have adequate resources to sustain yourself as you get started? You may find yourself frustrated and discouraged. Do you have adequate support to sustain your efforts? You may need professional assistance. Do you have at least one mentor who can help you? If you do not, you can contact Issues Concerning Women. We have consultants in many different areas that will be able to help you start your business. That's what we love to do. We're a powerhouse of women, and we know what it takes to get started. We know what it takes to sustain a business, how to talk to your family about it, because a lot of times that's not easy, and that's really hard for business owners, whether you're male or female, that your family just doesn't understand this is not a hobby. This is a real business. This is how we're going to make our extra income so that we can take those fabulous vacations during spring break and in the summer, and even in the winter now. You know, a lot of families like to go away in the winter when it's cold, and they like to go to warm climates. Starting your part-time business, if you have to do it part-time, is a wonderful way to get started, but it also helps you see where you're lacking, again, in the skill set and in the goal setting, because you have to do both so that you'll be successful. This is so exciting. I hope you're getting all this information down, because it is a lot of information in 30 minutes. It is also important to remember that you cannot treat this like a hobby or a toy. These attitudes are guaranteed for fast track to embarrassment and bankruptcy, and you don't want to do that. You don't want to lose your business before you ever get started. You want to have that passion for it, and you must have the passion. That's the other thing, too. When setting these goals, do a business that you have passion for, something that you love to do, something that you would do even if you didn't get paid for it. And, you know, back in the day, we used to say, oh, I would do this if I didn't get paid, but we're smarter now. If we didn't get paid, we would do it, but we want to get paid. This is a real business. This is not a hobby. This is so exciting, a time when you find that niche, that special thing that God has for you. I wrote a book a few years back called Your Fateful Plan, and it's all about what I'm talking about today, all about what God has in store for you. Even though we have our plan, Satan has a plan, but you know God has the ultimate plan. He is in control of our lives, and he knows where we want to go and where we need to be. And sometimes it takes the roundabout way to get there, but eventually we get there. And especially through prayer and perseverance, we're able to sustain anything. So just know that there's a divine plan for you, but you have certain things that you have to do each and every day so that you'll be able to succeed in this business. And the one thing that I advise anybody that's starting a business, do something that you love. Do something that you would do, again, even if nobody paid you. All right? We are talking about our goals. You're listening to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. I'm the director of Issues Concerning Women, and tune in every Thursday night at 8:30. We're on from 8:30 to 9. And you may be listening to this in the archive, so you won't be able to call in. But just tune in next Thursday, because I'll be right back here on the air. I am thrilled and excited to be here. I've gotten wonderful messages, and I am just hoping that this can bless somebody and help them to get started in their business. We're going to take a few minutes, and that's all we have really is a few minutes, and talk about our personal goals. One thing you want to consider is your style of living, whether you are willing to give up certain luxuries, at least in the short term, if necessary. Talk to your family about the changes this venture will have on them and your lifestyle. Until you get established, you and your family are likely to make sacrifices. And this is the hardest part of all, making those sacrifices. While many of your job-related expenses are reduced when you decide to work from home, but let's say you want to start your business and open a brick and mortar, you have to also include your income. And some entrepreneurs don't even get an income. We don't want you to start off that way because this is encouraging for a lot of businesses. This is why also they go out of business. Many of the expenses that were paid for by the company you work for will become your personal responsibility. For instance, you now have to furnish your own business insurance as well as your equipment and supplies. All these things must be considered as you plan to start your own business. While planning for your business, you should begin with your personal goals, both your own and those of your other family members. These goals may include income, education, investment, vacation, and retirement goals. Whenever you set goals, it's important to write them down. Keep them only in memory is not an effective way to start off your business. Our minds tend to change things as we go along. The act of writing them down will also make them more specific, which in turn will increase the likelihood of your achieving them. Your personal goals should describe what you want to achieve for you and your family. As you plan your personal goals, be as specific as you can be. Don't worry about whether you will be able to meet a specific goal. If a goal reflects a driving desire you have, it will be sufficient to motivate you and you will achieve it. Define your goals in terms that will help you achieve them. Be specific about what each goal is. For instance, if you are defining an annual income goal, state in terms of actual dollars. At the same time, be careful not to set goals that are impossible to attain. You know, we always hear that term, reach for the moon. But, you know, there are plenty of stars along the way. And if you don't reach the moon the first time, it's okay. Just leap upon a star and take each leap as you succeed and go forward to reaching the moon. Goals are so important, and we're just going to evaluate what we talked about tonight. We talked about our skill set, where we are in business, where do we need to be. I hope you wrote these things down because it's hard to remember after a while because I talk so much about a business and all the little tidbits that I wanted to give you. I hope they're important to you, and you can also email me, and I'll be more than happy to send them to you. My email address, again, is cinevsign@aol.com. I want you to be able to get your business started, but you have to start from the beginning. You have to have that passion for your business. You have to know what business you want to go into. You have to evaluate yourself, and then you have to set some goals. And all goals don't have to be about the business. They must also include your personal goals because these are just as important. You have to have your family in your corner. And a lot of times they don't understand. You have to show them what you're all about, that this is not a hobby. You're not playing around. This is for real. You're ready to do this. Even if you started part-time, they must see that you're diligent about it, that you're going to do what you need to do to get things done, that you're going to be concise and specific, and you're going to stay on course, and you're not going to let anything waver you. Family is so important, and that's why we start a business, so that we can spend more time with our families, so that we can do those wonderful things that we want to do. You know, issues concerning women, we're all about women's issues, of course, but it's also about our families and our friends and our personal lives that generate how we perform in our professional lives. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Look for that mentor. Get all the information that you can. Starting a business is a wonderful, wonderful thing. This is the perfect time to do it. Don't let anybody discourage you. I am looking forward to hearing from you. I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 on Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. Give me a call at 757-567-6734 or drop me a line at CINEDESIGN@AOL.com. I will be more than happy to talk to you about starting your business. We do this each and every day. We're helping businesses out there, and we'll get into that later on as you get to know me and through the broadcast. But we love you. We want you to succeed. Give us a call. Stay in touch with us. Leave messages on Issues Concerning Women Blog Talk Radio, and we will see you on next Thursday at 8:30. You have a wonderful week. God bless you.